Let us pray. Loving God, you have created us to reach out to you. So we reach out in love and need. Speak to us so we may find you and know you. Amen. Reading from the book of Acts. Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "People of Athens, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' Now that what you worship in ignorance, I will make known to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, the one who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands and is not served by human hands, as though God need anything. Since God is the one who gives to everyone the gift of life and breath, indeed, everything. From one ancestor, God made all nations to inhabit the whole earth and allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for God and find God. But you see, God is not far from each one of us, for in God we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, 'For we too are God's offspring.' Since we are God's children, it would be wrong to think of the divine nature as made of gold, silver, or stone, an image formed by the work and thoughts of mortals. God has overlooked our ignorance about this in the past. But now God commands all people everywhere to change our way of thinking and living, because God has fixed a day on which God will have the world judged in righteousness by a human whom God has appointed. And God has given assurance to this to everyone by raising this judge from the dead." The word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from John's gospel in the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Those who trust in me will do the works that I do, indeed greater works than these, because I'm going to God." If you love me and keep my commandments, ask anything in my name, and I will do it so that God will be glorified through me. If in my name you ask anything, I will do it. If you love me and keep my commandments, I will ask God. And God will send another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, that the world cannot receive because the world can't see or know her. But you know her. Spirit lives with you and is in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will not see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day you will know that I am in God, and you are in me, and I in you. Those who keep my commandments will love me, and God will love them, and I will reveal myself to them, and we will come and make our home with them. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God.
That word in the Greek, when Jesus says, "I will ask God who will send you another advocate to be with you forever." That word that's translated advocate is paraclete in Greek. Para meaning alongside, like a paralegal. And it's literally what that word means. The paraclete was somebody in the Roman legal system when you went through a court proceedings who would walk alongside you. essentially the equivalent of what we would think of as your defense attorney. Think about that. We commonly think of God as our judge, the one who is deciding whether or not you have broken laws. And sometimes we feel as if God is the prosecutor, the one who's accusing us. But Jesus says that is not the case. God is not your judge. God is not the prosecutor. God is your defense attorney. God is on your side. God is the one who believes in you, who wants you to receive a hearing, who wants you to be set free. God knows you're messed up. You're messed up worse than you think. But God is on your side. That voice in you that says you're not good enough, that's not God. God is the voice who advocates for you against that voice. When you go through a hard time, when you're challenged by difficult things, God is that energy that advocates for you, that helps you through that hard time. Sometimes paraclete is translated helper or counselor. Sometimes we feel like God is testing us. God is not the one who gives you the test. God is the one who helps you through anything that challenges you. God never puts obstacles between us. God is the one who wants us to draw closer, because God is always on our side. In fact, the way Paul talks about it, very much like the way Jesus talks about it, God creates us to reach and grope for God so that maybe we will find God. And Paul says, after all, God is not far from you. We are inside God. In God we live and move and have our being. So even our reaching itself is God. God is always advocating for us. The yes in us, giving us life. Never creating obstacles that separate us from God, but always drawing us closer. Even though we usually don't see. I read recently a story about someone, I think from Iraq, whose village was under bombardment and soldiers were running around, and it was one of those instances where you know you're either going to be killed or just barely survive or somehow run away. And in the middle of all that, a bomb went off in his house, came crashing through the walls and exploded, and it blinded him. But he was still conscious, lying there in the rubble, not knowing where to go, what to do, where to hide, anything, and couldn't see. And suddenly, in the rubble, in all the noise and the chaos, someone grabbed his arm and pulled him up and started running with him. And he asked this person what was going on, and they spoke another language. They did not speak the same language. And this person, that this guy could not see or recognize, only just feel, dragged him through the streets of the city and out of the town and on. And eventually, this guy figured out that this stranger was helping him escape his entire country. Couldn't speak his language, just had to trust this voice that he learned to recognize, somebody whose name was Irik. That's all he knew about this voice that led him to a boat in the ocean and a boat full of people who were from somewhere else, none of whom spoke his language. And they went, I think, probably to Greece or somewhere where a lot of refugees seemed to be going. And then they went through this intense process of being received into this refugee camp and being interrogated, and they got separated. And this guy is sitting in this room with hundreds of other people. And people are coming and being taken away, and he didn't know if they're being taken to be placed somewhere or taken to be returned to their home countries. He's just sitting there waiting. Slowly his vision is coming back, but he knows nothing of where he is or who's dealing with him. And in this crowd of people, he hears this voice calling out his name. And he recognizes the voice. It's Eric. He raises his hand. And this person that, of course, he doesn't recognize because he's never come over, never seen, comes over to him and smiles and says one word. Eric. Of course, they're the best of friends. We never know who that voice is sometimes. Sometimes we have a hard time knowing, seeing. But God is the one who is there for us through the whole journey, for our sake, on our side. And those times when we feel like there are barriers, there are obstacles, God is not the one who put them there. God is the one who helps us through them. We can recognize the voice of God because it's the one that believes in us. And when we yearn for that voice, when we yearn for that presence, we come to this table and we stretch out our empty, hungry, needy hands. And Jesus says, here, take me, all of me. This is my body. I am here for you. I'm on your side. And when we're not sure, we trust that. Even our yearning is God, our advocate, in whom we live and move and have our being, in whom we cannot be lost. The voice that says, I believe in you. I'm here for you. I'm on your side. And knows your name. Jesus says, I will ask God, who will send you an advocate to be with you forever. Will you pray with me? God, help us to trust that you are with us and within us and among us and for us. God, for your unfailing love, we give you thanks. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to trust your presence, to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.